In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, 18-year-old Lily Muir, welcome.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing fine. Where do we find you, at home today?
Well, actually, at work. I'm taking a break right now.
Oh, no kidding. Where do you work?
I work at Yorktown Stage Camp.
Oh, excellent. Do you teach music there, or what do you do?
Yeah, I'm an arts and crafts instructor. So that's fun.
So you graduated from where? What was your high school?
Walter Panis High School.
Go Panthers, right?
Yes.
So you graduated from Walter Panis, and you are now going to what school?
I'm going to Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Wow. So you're serious. You're taking this road to music stardom seriously, aren't you?
Yeah.
Has it always been something you've really wanted to do, or was it a curveball later in life?
I think it was more of a curveball. Like, I definitely have always enjoyed music and loved it, but I definitely started taking it more seriously as, like, high school began.
I read on your website something about a gymnastics injury that kind of changed the direction. What happened?
Yeah, well, I used to be a super competitive gymnast. Like, I would train 6 days a week, 3 hours a day. And basically, I tore a ligament in my wrist, so I wasn't able to practice gymnastics. And in that time, I had picked up the guitar and, like, learned some chords and started singing. And I've always been singing and playing guitar, but, like, because I couldn't practice gymnastics, I had so much time. And I got better, and I started to fall in love with it, and it was great.
So I guess the regimentation and the dedication, the discipline you use in gymnastics, you kind of bring over to music, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
You're probably one of those people that no matter what you do in life, you're going to do it well.
Yeah, I hope that's true.
We're going to play one of your cool songs called Summer Blues. What are your goals in music?
My goals in music is just to be able to write my own songs and perform and to be able to do that for the rest of my life without having to have a side job or something like that.
Is Lily Muir your actual name, or is it something you made up?
It's not my actual name. It is something that me and my friends made up one time because basically amore means love in Italian, and my friends are Italian, and when Instagram was a new thing, they were like, you should make an Instagram, and I was like, but I don't know what my name should be, and they were like, make it Lily Mude, because Mude is something, like, they would play with the word, so amore would turn into Mude, and they would add that at the end of everything, so eventually Lily Mude. So then it became Lily Muir.
You didn't want to use your actual name on Instagram, right?
It wasn't that, like, I was scared of using my real name. It was just that, like, everybody always butchers my name. So I just wanted to make it easier for everyone.
You also want something catchy like that for the industry, I suppose, for lack of a better word, so people can find you. That's good. It's a clever name.
Thank you.
What other instruments do you play? You mentioned guitar before. Do you play other instruments?
Yes. So I play guitar. I sing. And I play piano. You know, I dabble in those three things.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, 18-year-old Lily Muir. And I also understand that you have an open mic you do in Peekskill. Where is that?
Yeah, so every month, now they're doing it every 3 weeks, there's a kids' open mic night at 12 Grapes in Peekskill. It's
sure.
A restaurant.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And I host it there, and it's fun. I get to see a bunch of, like, young talent, and sometimes the kids there will just blow you away. Like, you won't expect it. I think it's inspiring because you see, like, such natural talent, and I don't know, I don't think of it as, like, a competition. I think of it more so, like, oh, like, if they work really hard, they'll be so good. I can't wait to see what they become in a few years.
That's great. And how did you become the host of the open mic?
Before I became the host, I went to the open mic, and after a few times I went, the owner approached me, Rich, and he was like, would you like to host this? And I was like, I would love to host this. And I've been the host for the past 2 years.
Well, you're perfect. You have that perfect, happy personality to be the kind of host for something like that, first of all.
Oh, thank you.
And secondly, you probably had somebody inspiring you to be so giving.
I would definitely attribute that to my parents because they're always very giving and kind. And, you know, the saying, like, do what others, what you would want others to do to you type thing. I definitely got from my parents.
You got gigs coming up?
No, no gigs coming up yet. I definitely plan on having some in the summer, but I don't have any currently on the schedule.
Let's talk about Summer Blues. Cool, mature song, too, for an 18-year-old. Why did you write that song?
Thanks. I actually wrote that song when I was 14.
mature for a 14-year-old, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I just was infatuated with this boy, and I just wrote it, and came up with some cool lyrics, I think, and it was my first, like, real put-together song, because I've been writing songs since I was about 8 or 9, but none of them I thought were really significant enough to put out there, but this one has stuck with me for the past, you know, 4 years that I finally decided I must put this out there.
And there are other events in your life that you think deserve to be a song?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have other, I'm currently recording an EP, a six-song EP, so I hopefully plan to release that this summer. So Summer Blues is sort of like the beginning of that, to start, you know, the catalyst of the whole thing.
Sure, to kick it off, to make the public aware of Lily Murray, right? Good idea. Who plays on the song with you?
It's just me and my producer, Jack Hoffman. He's awesome.
What is your website?
My website is www.lilymure.com, and Lily Murray is spelled LILLIMURE.
Glad you spelled it. Thanks for doing that. Summer Blues from Lily Murray, LILLIMURE. Remember the name. Find out more about her in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Congratulations at 100.7 WHUD.
Thank you so much.